Okay, Mishnah Yud. So, Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Mesa Kadarka, if we're talking more about onus with animals, so here the animal Mesa Kadarka, it died. Sooner or later it's going to die. That's an onus. Raise the onus. Now, that assumes it just died Kadarka. However, if it's Sigfa Umesa, Sigfa, how do they translate it there? Sigfa, no, that's not that. You're not translating that word. Yeah, what's the word Sigfa? Next words in the Mishnah. The Hareza Onus is an unavoidable mishap. The next words are like something you mistreat.
He hungered
it. Attacked? Okay. Sigufin, like in Sigufin means like self affliction. You afflicted it. You left it out in the cold.
Maltreated.
Yeah, it's something like that. Maltreated it. Yeah, maltreated. That's fine. It's good. So Sigfa, if you maltreated it, meaning it's winter and if you left it out in the snow, or it's, you know, summer and you had it sitting in the 110 degree overheating, or, you know, you didn't give it food to eat, so all that kind of stuff, and so lo and behold, it died. Well, it's because you starved it to death. So then, that's of course an onus. That's not an onus, even if it takes a long time between when you starved it and when it actually died. Now, also also that means it itself, a little mountain goat, went up Laroshe Tzokin, up to the precipices. This word Tzokin we had back in the seventh parak of Yoma, if you recall. Tzokin is like the jagged edges. The point is, it went up on the mountaintop, but it went up itself. You tried to stop it, but it decided it's going to go. And there, you know, if you try to hold back a ram and it wants to go, it's going to go.
Crag.
Good. No good. But Nafla Vamesa, and it goes up on the crag and it falls down. Hareza Onus. It's not your fault. You tried to stop it. You couldn't stop it. However, He'ela, if the shepherd brought it up, deciding that would be a great place to pasture, up on the crag, right? Laroshe Tzukin, up to the tippy top there. But Nafla Vamesa, and what it fell, what do you expect? Ain't no Onus. That's not an Onus. You should have not taken it to a dangerous place. To graze. Exactly. I'm not sure if it's Pshia, but...
Well, it's either a
Pshia
or an Onus.
I guess it was.
Two alternatives.
Yeah, okay, fine. I won't. Yeah, fine. Yeah, irresponsible behavior. Right. Masna, now, like, new paragraph again. I don't know why they paginated the Mishnah like this, but anyways, they did. Masna Shomer Chinam, Leos Pater Mishvua. The Shomer Chinam is allowed to make a condition with the owner of the object that he's going to be exempt from making shvuas. In other words, you say, can you wash $100? I say, no problem, but I'm telling you that you agree now that if I say it wasn't a pshia, you'll believe me. You're not going to force me to take a shvua. That's okay. In other words, I'm taking less responsibility. But Shoel, who is responsible for everything, he's Leos Pater Milishalem. He can say, can I borrow your lumbar? And then you say, sure. Then I say, oh, but I only borrow on condition that if something goes wrong, anything goes wrong, I'm not paying you, okay? If you agree to it, you agree to it. Nosa Sachar, the paid watchman, Vasochar, the renter, Leos, Patur, Meshvua, Umlishalem, they can say, if it would be something that I'd take a Shvua on, like an onus, I'm not taking a Shvua, just believe me, and if it's something that I'd be chayav for, I'm still not paying you, and if you agree, you agree. So, there is some discussion about how that works in terms of being masna, something against the making conditions that the Torah didn't say. But that's why we're going to. The reason I'm even speaking that out, so we're just not bringing up the topic, is that becomes, we're going to start talking about Tanai in a second. But in short, it's not a problem. You could make such a Tanai. It's not considered making a Tanai against what the Torah says. Basically, first of all, it's a machlokas if you can, when it comes to financial matters, if the Torah's rules are ever just negotiable. If the Torah setting like a rubric for a functioning society, if you want to do different rules, you can set different rules. That's okay. But even according to those who hold that you can't make conditions for financial matters, like Rameir, here, the Torah is like, again, that here, when it comes to Shmir, it's saying the standard, the agreement, but if we stay different stipulation, we could. The Torah was insisting on this level of responsibility. Okay.